USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the highways and in the skies, Americans will get few problems from the weather on this busy travel day. The Christmas Eve forecast for rain in some areas, including the southeast coast and the west coast. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, bringing some rain and some mountain snow. Things got off to a rough start early yesterday, though, for those flying in and out of Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, which was closed for hours due to heavy rains and flooding. These folks were inconvenienced.
Our Uber picked us up and he said the airport was closed. Hearing that was really confusing.
A House Judiciary Committee lawyer says the U.S. House could add more charges against President Trump if new evidence is uncovered. A federal court filing argues testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn could reveal presidential misconduct beyond the Ukraine scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As the year draws to a close, there is no sign of any movement when it comes to restarting talks with North Korea on denuclearization. Meanwhile, as USA Radio's Robin Walensky tells us, the Pentagon's keeping a close eye on the North during the Christmas holiday.
The regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert.
Some suspect the North may launch a long-range ballistic missile, which would be the first time it's done that in about 2 years. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, taking new shots at billionaire philanthropist and liberal cause donor George Soros. In a New York Magazine interview published yesterday, Giuliani says he, as in Giuliani, is more of a Jew than Soros is. Giuliani is Roman Catholic. Soros survived the Holocaust as a Hungarian teenager of Jewish descent. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Sears is selling another one of its long familiar brands, this time its Die Hard Car Batteries brand. The company announcing the $200 million sale to Advance Auto Parts. Sears' parent company says Sears stores will still sell non-automotive items from sporting goods to lawn and garden products and authentic workwear. The FDA has approved a new drug to treat migraines, announcing yesterday that it could be a new option for people who cannot take or don't respond to migraine medications currently on the market. It will be sold under the name Ubrelvy by the pharmaceutical company Allergan. A new study published last month finds the drug showed greater rates of pain and symptom relief compared to a placebo. An estimated 40 million Americans suffer regularly from migraines. And there are fewer Chinese restaurants in the U.S. now than there were 5 years ago. As owners of restaurants prepare for retirement, their children are not so excited about taking over those types of family businesses. Original owners, generally from China, while their kids have been raised in the U.S., many have gone to college and pursued other careers. According to Yelp, the percentage of Chinese restaurants in the top 20 metro areas is at 6.5% as compared to 7.3% 5 years ago. That translates to 1,200 fewer places to get your Chinese favorites. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.